Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are talking about Roadhouse.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
The 1989, quote, classic, unquote, and then the new one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
With Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, this episode was entirely my idea.
Yeah.
I was staying at my parents' house for, like, part of the week. Like, if I go to work for a couple days in a row, I stay with my parents because they live closer to work. So I just stay at their house. And so I was there for a couple days, and my friend from work was telling me about the 1989 movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, and I was like, I need to watch this movie. And it was on Max, and then I saw that there was a new one, so I was like, oh my God, Mom, let's watch the original Roadhouse together, and then let's watch the new Roadhouse together. Yeah. And so we did. And it was magical. And then I immediately texted Alessandra, and I was like, Alessandra, you need to watch Roadhouse so that we can talk about it.
Yeah, so this past weekend, I was like, Danny, I gotta watch Roadhouse. He's like, okay, well, I don't really want to watch it, but I guess watch the first one with you. And I was like, I gotta watch it, right? I put it on, immediately we're hooked. Patrick Swayze one, he's fun. Like, this movie has a lot of energy. It's like, literally, like, everything wrong with the 80s, plus more testosterone. It's fucking crazy.
Oh yeah.
And so, like, we're watching it, we're having a ball. It's crazy. It's really fun. And then Danny's like, well, now I have to watch the second one with you. And I was like, okay.
So, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I love Patrick Swayze. You know, I've seen quite a lot of his films, but, like, I'm surprised I haven't seen this one. I mean, it is like I've heard of it, and honestly, mostly from that Family Guy sketch where Peter just has an entire episode where he's just like kicking people randomly and yelling Roadhouse. I'm pretty sure that's the first time I heard of it.
But we've also watched and talked about Ghost on our podcast.
Not Dirty Dancing.
Always good. Yeah. We haven't talked about Dirty Dancing, but of course we have seen Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
And also Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Yeah, great movie.
That was so good. I love that movie. Seen a few Patrick Swayze, but yes, same as you. Heard about Roadhouse, and I think I knew it was like an action movie, and sometimes I'm just like put off by action movies, and I'm just like, eh, I don't think I'm gonna like it. And I was actually surprised by how much of a vibe this movie was, Roadhouse.
Yeah, like, Patrick Swayze brings a really calm, like, you know, not just masculine energy, but also a feminine energy, honestly, that, like, really works in this, like, extra super hyper masculine space. So, like,
yes,
he always has, and I think it's because he's a dancer as well, so, like, his body's just like really poised, and just like
he's very
so
graceful, and he's very exactly. Like, he's very elegant, like, in the way, like, his posture is just so, it's so immaculate.
Yeah, absolutely. And his, like, line deliveries, like, he honestly doesn't say a lot. in this movie. He's kind of like that quiet, like strongman situation. And it's super sexy, obviously. He literally nabs himself the female doctor in town of this like small Missouri town that he has to try to clean up. It says on IMDb, a bouncer hired to clean up the baddest honky tonk in a Missouri town.
Yeah, I read this summary and I was like, okay, I have no idea what to expect from this. It exceeded my expectations. That's for sure. I definitely thought it was going to be just more like masculine testosterone forward. That's why I was so surprised, like, at how not it was like how much it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely an action movie. There's a lot of fighting in this. And it's a lot dirty fighting. It's really like a lot of knives and punching and bar fights. And at one point,
throwing things like chairs and tables and broken
smashing
glass.
Smashing onto table. Yeah, like just smashing bodies onto things all the time. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty like not in a situation that you want to be in.
Yeah, and the part where the guy literally gets his throat ripped out.
Oh my god! So earlier in the movie, they were talking about him, Dalton, the main character, and they were like, "I already ripped a guy's throat out," and you're like, "What?" Because you're like, is this like that kind of situation like with Patrick Verona and 10 Things I Hate About You, where they're like, "I heard he like." You know, sold his own kidney on the black market, or you know, killed a man with like a pencil or something. And you're like, okay, like, are they just like building him up? Is this a real thing that he did? And then later in the movie, he literally rips out this guy's throat, and it is insane. Like, I mean, it's wild. Like, everything that happens is like, oh no, like that is really violent.
I was exactly asking the exact same thing you were. It's like, oh, they're just, it's just a rumor. It's just an over-exaggerated rumor. Like, he probably just punched a guy's throat or something, or, you know, kicked him in the throat, like, you know, roundhouse him in the throat or something. But, like, nothing nearly as aggressive as literally ripping someone's throat out. And then when it, and then when it fucking happens.
And his girlfriend's there,
shocked,
and she just like can't handle it. She just leaves. I'm like, valid.
She's like, if I were to witness anyone do this, I'd be like, yeah,
no, I'm out.
I'm out, bro. That was way too much for me to handle.
God,
I had to pause the movie, and I like looked over at my mom, and I was like, he ripped his throat out. And I said it like 5 times.
I was so shocked. Yeah, it was so super shocking. I mean, just the plot of this was crazy. There were so many men in this movie. It was just like men and just naked women, like tits everywhere. Like, I mean, it
so
was
many tits everywhere.
Uncomfortable how many tits are in this movie. It was like, this was like the most rated R movie that they could possibly make. It was like, it's like that and like Scarface. Like, it's just like so incredibly like over the top with how violent and like,
and not to mention a rated R movie.
It is. Ugh.
And not to mention a rated R movie from the 80s, which is like things,
the worst. Yeah.
Things pre the 2000s were fucking balls to the wall, literally. So
yeah, they were like, how crazy could we get this movie? And that's exactly what they did.
Like, does this scene have enough tits in it? No, we need to get at least 6 more tits in here.
And everybody's like, boobs were so perky. Like, it was unbelievable.
Oh god, yeah. Everyone was just so like, yeah, just ugh, like, just
like, how are they?
So
where's
skinny,
the gravity?
And everyone was so like,
it was really, it was grotesque in a way, honestly. But like,
oh my gosh.
But it was honestly fun. Like, I do, I'm, I, You're going to take it as it is. It's a completely insane movie. I mean, there is a girl in it. There, Kelly Lynch is like a doctor, and she obviously falls for him because he's super sexy. And that sex scene was great. I mean, I thought it was actually great. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was great. It was really great. It was a very well done sex scene, for sure.
Yeah. It wasn't too much at all. It was like, you know, for her, I felt like it was a very
It was nice and romantic. Like it could have been just like very just cringy and like, ugh, like a man choreographed this. But it mm-hmm. was actually very nice. It was very romantic.
It was, like, truly, because she like clearly was very happy to be with him because, you know, it's Patrick Swayze. He's so dreamy. He just was like such a stark contrast to all the other guys in this movie, except for Sam Elliott.
I know. I was so excited when I saw the opening credits and I was like, Sam Elliott, oh my God, is he young in this movie? No, he's not. But he's younger than we've seen him, and he was foxy.
Oh my God. Like, me and Danny were fanning our faces. Like, we were like not expecting sexy Sam Elliott at all. Like, it was, I mean, this was completely just a wrench thrown into this movie that we just did not expect to, like, be just swooning over this man. Like, at any time he was on the screen. I mean, I don't think I never thought that was going to be something that I ever said in my whole life. And, like,
well, that Sam Elliott is sexy?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if anybody's ever seen this movie, but, like, do yourself a favor and watch it literally for Sam Elliott. Like, I feel like that, like, TikTok, like, you know that, like, that trend where it's, like, you know, you're watching something and then you're all of a sudden, like, the sexy character comes on and you're just, like, there's that kind of music and you're just, like, oh, my God, like, is this the, like, is anybody else seeing this? Like, that's how it felt watching him on the screen.
Oh, I can picture it. It's the new, it's the Hozier, like, Too Sweet song. And people are putting, like, I'd rather take my whiskey neat, and it's a two photo post, and so, like, there's something like never did I ever think Sam Elliott was sexy, and then you scroll to the next page and it's him and Roadhouse, and you just hear Hozier, I'd rather take my whiskey neat.
Thank you for explaining it. Yes, it's like
that is it. I could see it. I could see it in my mind.
Like, just the big shirt he was wearing and, like, his hair was all, like...
Oh, his hair was so, like, swoopy.
Silvery and, like, swoopy and, like...
Yes.
He didn't have a mustache, so it was, like, his beautiful face was seen. And, like, honestly, again, like, I didn't know he was in this movie, and I was watching it. I heard his voice over the phone at first. And, like, I was like, oh, my God, I know who that is. And then it came to me and I was like, that's Sam Elliott. And then Danny had to look it up and we were like, yeah, it's him. I mean, oh my God, when he was dancing with the doctor, he was just like holding her really close and being all cute. And like, I just, and then when he got killed, it was like, oh, now.
Oh, now it was heartbreaking.
Dalton's
was
like, going to go crazy.
No.
No.
Yeah. Wow. And so the really cool thing, so I kind of want to talk about, like, Patrick Swayze's character, because, like, he actually had a lot of depth.
Yeah.
Which was very surprising, because I didn't think this movie would have any depth at all. I thought this would be a very shallow, action-packed movie with absolutely nothing, no substance to give.
And it partly was, but then it was kind of a slow movie, so there really was a lot to put into his character.
Yeah, that's very true. So Patrick Swayze is working at a different club at the start of this movie, and someone, like, goes and finds him. Like, he is well known in, like, the club bouncer
scene.
Like, he just is well known, and people know not to fuck with him, with James Dalton, right? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets offered this, like, this great opportunity to come fix up this, Like, this place is a fucking shithole. this club. Yeah.
There's a cage in front of the singers, so no one fucks with them.
Like, so no one harasses them, because they get harassed all the time. Like, getting things thrown at them, liquids thrown at them, like, people trying to go in there and fight them. Like, it's a nightmare in this place.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so, and that's kind of how it starts. They're just like, okay, can you just come in and fix up my, you know, I think I have some bad employees, and, you know, I get a bunch of, like, people who come roughhouse, like, in my bar. Can you come help, like, keep the peace? And so he comes, and he, like, you know, starts cleaning it up, and the place is looking, you know, acceptable. They're, like, cleaning it up. There's no more shit on the walls. And it's like, but then more corruption, kind of, or just this one guy. It's kind of the same, because I don't want to think that I'm a rich dude.
You know,
yeah, some rich crazy dude
who owns the city, basically.
Yeah, so it's the same. It's the same kind of storyline as the new Roadhouse, right? Like, there's a rich guy who kind of owns everything, or is he just kind of kind of bothers everyone?
Yeah, it like he owns like, everything. Like, he like. Basically builds up the town to be what he wants. Like, remember he in that one scene when he went to his house, he was like, oh, I made the, like, Sonic. We didn't have that before me. Or I made the JCPenney. You remember when he said that?
Oh. Yes. Yes.
So, like, he's bringing stuff to the town so that people are, like, indebted to him.
Yeah. But he also, like, harasses the little, like, tools shop. What was that guy? A little car mechanic shop or a little gas station or something?
He has to pay him taxes directly, basically. And, like, he doesn't want to. And...
Yeah. And he also pays him for, like, protection or something. Like,
yeah, exactly.
For protection against his property.
Against him.
So it's just...
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, basically against him. Because, yeah, if he doesn't pay him, he'd come and fuck up his stuff. Which he does. And... So it's just this really bad person who's just kind of terrorizing everyone in this town, and we learn that, you know, Dalton, he can throw some punches and rip out some throats when he needs to, but he tries to handle things in a very peaceful way first, like, with, you know, just kind of looking the people in the eye and being like, you know, be respectful or leave. Like, mm-hmm. So that's kind of like his philosophy that he talks about, because it says right here, a black belt in karate and a degree in philosophy.
So he knows to, like, get people out of the, like, basically he knows how people fight, so he can outsmart them every time, get them outside.
He tries to de-escalate situations
exactly.
First.
Yeah.
And then if they get escalated,
with
then
his suave calmness, he tries to de-escalate things. And, you know, if he was in a room, he could make a room go silent quick.
He sure can. Sure can.
Yeah.
With one of those throat-ripping maneuvers. My God.
Because this movie is, I guess, well-loved, I feel like it's a cult classic kind of a movie. You know... It definitely has that vibe to it, because, as we'll see, it didn't get the best contemporaneous reviews. But there's a lot of trivia. There's a ton. So I guess I'll just go through some of them, because there's, like, a lot. Patrick Swayze hurt a knee during filming. He chose to make Ghost next because it was less strenuous.
Yeah, that's true. He definitely does a lot less anything in that movie.
This third one's really funny. It says, according to Sam Elliott, all the actors did their own stunts. Quote, I got the fucking shit kicked out of me for the entire film. They were trained by Benny Urquidez, a holder of 9 black belts in 9 different disciplines. Urquidez believes so much in Patrick Swayze's abilities that he suggested Swayze become a competitive kickboxer.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's crazy. And I completely believe that they did their own stunts, because, again...
This was low budget.
Movie makers were batshit crazy back in the day. They did what they did to get the movie done.
Yeah. Like, people... It wasn't
no
the
matter
safest.
No matter what danger their people were put in. didn't matter.
Patrick Swayze once commented that during production, he wasn't sure he would live through the making of this movie.
Oh my gosh! What?
Stop. And Annette Bening was originally cast as Doc, but replaced by Kelly Lynch because apparently she didn't have enough chemistry with Patrick Swayze.
Wait, who didn't? The main person?
No, Annette Bening.
Oh, she was supposed to be the female main character?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. This one was kind of interesting, and we kind of touched on it. Particular criticism in the wake of the film's box office disappointment was directed at United Artists for marketing the film as lighter and more comedic in order to attract female moviegoers who had enjoyed Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
But how do you even market this movie as light and comedic? There is nothing light and comedic about this movie at all. It's hilarious, but like...
They probably had to make up scenes and put in scenes that weren't actually in the film. In the trailer.
I mean, this movie is really funny watching it in 2024.
Sure.
You know, so like, obviously it's hilarious to us, but like, I'm sure that they wanted it to be a little bit more serious. Like, I don't know. There's just a lot of really insane guys in this movie.
The most comedic part is, and it's like you can't even, like, you can call it, like, it's not comedic, but like it's humorous, like these very over dramatic, like cartoonish, like goons, mm-hmm. that are just going around doing stupid shit and getting their leader keeps getting mad at them for fucking up. Like, I mean, there are like some humorous situations. The guy who is like the evil guy's main fighter, who mm-hmm. basically just looks like a Patrick Swayze like double.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who gets his throat ripped out.
Yeah.
With dark hair.
Absolutely.
Like, is just, he was so funny. Every time he came on the screen, I was like, okay, this guy's really intense for no reason.
Yeah. He's like intimidatingly intense. It's too much. So, this is interesting. Jeff Healey, the band's lead singer, has been playing guitar since he was 3. He lost his sight at 18 months old. He was like,
oh, wow.
The band singer guy who was blind, and he would play his guitar like flat on his lap. It was a really interesting way to play guitar.
Yeah, I thought that was, I thought that was like an actual band that was playing. Isn't,
yeah, maybe. I don't actually know, like, if they're an actual band.
I looked it up. Who is the band in Roadhouse? 1989.
Canadian blues and rock singer and guitarist. He had a top 5 hit in the U.S. with the song Angel Eyes. What does that sound like?
I don't know. Can we play it? Will people get mad at us?
We can play it. Let me find it. I'm gonna play it. Angel Eyes YouTube. Okay, let's see. The Jeff Healey Band, that's him. Gotta get through
the
this.
Jeff Healey Band.
Oh my goodness. I'm just gonna play a tiny bit of this. Oh. Can you hear it, Emily?
Yes, I can. I can hear it.
He's got a great voice.
He does.
The guy in Roadhouse.
you're really playing a lot of this.
I had to get to the part where he says angel eyes.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Sorry I interrupted.
Yeah.
And that was great. They've got a while my guitar gently weeps. It's got 25 million listens on Spotify.
All right.
Yeah, they were a really great band. I liked, and like it was someone that James Dalton knew. Like they were, like they had maybe, like he performed at a club that mm-hmm. Dalton was like bouncing for previously. So like they knew each other. So they had a really nice chemistry, and a really cute history, the two of them. Like it was really great. Like the people that Patrick Swayze's character Dalton knew were very sweet. Him and Sam Elliott and mm-hmm. him and Jeff Healey. We're very cute.
Yeah, I like that. It again added some depth to this movie, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. There was another one that I read that I thought was pretty interesting. Patrick Swayze claimed that the film changed the concept of club security across the planet. The director, Rowdy Harrington, says that's the appeal of the movie. It goes into a world people hadn't seen.
Wow, so were clubs just, like, crazy up until this movie got released?
Probably. I mean, they still kind of are, but it does kind of... It's kind of crazy how many fights they just kind of let happen. It's like, this one and in the new one, they're just like, okay... Everybody's trash into place and then they're stop. Like, it's pretty, like, it seems like today people do not, like, have a really no-nonsense policy about fighting in bars. So, like, it had to be pretty bad of a bar that people are just fighting every single night, you know?
Yeah, for sure. This one's kind of interesting. The exterior shots of the Double Deuce and Red's Auto Parts were facades that were built on site. The barn that Dalton rented was also built just for the movie.
Oh, that was cool too. I really liked that old man that he lived with as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was cute. You know what I said to Danny when he came on the screen? I was like, oh, I bet Emily's going to love this old man.
I mean, sure, he was, I didn't really pay too much attention to him. I was mostly enamored with Sam Elliott and Patrick Swayze. But no, he was great. He was good. He was good.
Okay. They bring up in this trivia the Family Guy episode. There is a lot of stuff in here. I don't even know if we should read anymore, to be honest. There's so many of them.
Joel Silver thought the set of the Double Deuce was too nice. He ordered the crew to really tear it up so it would look more like a dive. It didn't look like a dive. It looked like abandoned.
It looked like a barn. Like a very large barn.
That like tables. 50 bulls ran through. Like this place was in shreds. Was in literal shreds. Yeah, there was nowhere to sit. All of the tables and chairs were in crumbles, man. Like this place was awful. But yeah, there's tons of trivia. Definitely check it out. So much trivia. It's crazy.
Okay, just one more and we can go on to the plot keywords. The monster truck that drives through the Ford dealership is Bigfoot 7, driven by former vice president of Bigfoot 4x4, Jim Cramer. It cost $500,000 and was done in one take. Bigfoot had to be repainted after the scene and went on to crush cars throughout the country and the world.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
Yeah, that scene was fucking crazy. Like, I was like, how... does one get away with this? Like, how much power do you have to literally destroy hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cars that this man's livelihood depends on?
Yeah. It has to be a small, insignificant enough town to where no one cares. No one cares. And someone can take it over.
And in the end, they're all just like, well, I didn't see anything. And it's like, yeah.
Oh yeah, after they kill him in the house.
I mean, he goes on a rampage.
And that bear falls on that guy. Oh, no.
Yeah. Thankfully, that guy who didn't really want to fight in the first place was like, he got out of it by a bear falling on him.
Yes. Yes. Very true. Very true. All right.
So there is another very, very low budget movie, apparently, that's popping up on my IMDb here called Roadhouse 2. Last Call, and it has a guy on the front with his arms crossed and two twin girls wearing the same shirt on either side of him.
Yeah, I think this girl was just photographed twice, and then they were, because none of these people were ever actually together. They're photoshopped together in this whatever this is, this poster. I am looking at this right now.
This is from 2006. Like, oh god. Oh my.
Alessandra, I think this is a porno.
Is it?
I don't know. It's probably not.
It could be.
It could. It definitely could.
But they don't usually put those like on IMDb, you know?
That's true. That's true.
It's possible. I'm not saying it's not.
Like, I don't know who any of these people are.
The feature review said it was good.
Who said it was good?
This featured review says it's a B movie, but it gets a 6 out of 10, and the girl could have been hotter.
What?
I'm so confused. I am so confused.
Over 2,000 people have seen this movie? I don't believe that. That had to be a fake review.
All right.
So I'm not watching that. This is not the experiment that I am signing up for. This is not happening.
The plot keywords now.
Yes, I will. Let's see. So for the plot keywords, we've got bouncer, nightclub, violence, skinny dipping, stripper.
Wow. Yeah. That's,
I'll say.
That's the movie. Wow, that was pretty good. That was.
I'll say that's the movie.
Okay, this movie. I mean, it has to be one of the lowest Metascores we've ever reviewed. Okay, like I'm not gonna say it is, but it has to be one of them.
It's definitely one of them. I don't know if it is the lowest.
Yeah,
it could be. Could be. This is pretty low.
I'm gonna look up what. What the one? No, you know what? I do think it is one of the lowest. So this movie got a 36 Metascore, which is in the red. It's got 3 positive, 4 mixed, and 9 negative reviews on here, which, you know, is only 16 reviews. So I just don't know. Like, a lot of these are from the 80s. So it is what it is.
You know? Yes. Yes, we're working with what we got, which isn't much. I'm going to read the Los Angeles Times gave it a 10.
And so did the New York Times.
And so did the New York Times. Oh my God, do I want to read? Okay, let's see. Hold on. I'm still going to read the Los Angeles Times one. Okay. The crushing assault that Roadhouse delivers to fun at the movies is enough to send you crawling out of the theater on hands and knees, bloody and bowed.
Wow. I mean, I do think it's fun. Like, I know that they're saying it's a crushing assault to fun. But, like,
sure.
It is fun.
It is fun. It is fun. But it's also intense.
This was also reviewed by Sheila Benson, who probably was just as disgusted with all the testosterone in this movie as we are, obviously, as well.
For sure, for sure. The first thing Alessandra asks me after I tell her that we need to watch Roadhouse and talk about it is it on the level of Top Gun? And I said no. Top Gun is
miles
is on
above,
a level
flying above.
Yes,
this. In many
flying
ways.
Above in a plane, doing crazy barrel rolls. Yeah. You know, it's up in the sky in a plane. So it's this is a completely different vibe than Top Gun, and Top Gun is a lot more, you know, feminine gaze coded than this movie was. I was just pleasantly surprised by how much this movie wasn't what I thought it was.
So I'm gonna read this Washington Post review, the 30, okay. Which I don't know. This came out in 1989 as well. Okay, it says, an ugly, I don't even know what word this is, commingling. I think I was confused. Yeah. Okay, all right. Ugly commingling of old westerns, Zen chic, and kung fu movies, full of gratuitous mayhem, head bashing, gay bashing, and woman bashing, Roadhouse has a malicious, almost putrid tone. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
I'm not going to argue with that, because...
Yes, absolutely. What else is new?
Water is wet. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to read one of these in the middle ground, and then we can do a green.
Yeah.
I just like the Chicago Reader. Yeah. Gave it a 40. The film gets campier by the minute.
Absolutely. I mean, it really skyrockets when he rips that guy's throat out.
It escalated so high that I didn't think it could escalate any higher. And then he rips out the guy's fucking throat.
I know. It makes the shootout at the end seem kind of like... useless. I mean, I really liked when he like drove his car directly into the house. That was kind of neat, like without him in it. That was
pretty
fun.
I liked that too. That was good. That was good.
But yeah, like when he's like going around killing everybody, it's just kind of like, well, obviously you're gonna kill everybody. So
yeah, everyone's dying, and if everyone's not dying, I'm gonna be mad.
Okay, we're gonna read one of these 80s.
Oh, yeah, we got two of them.
Yeah, we got two of them, and I don't know if either of them are from more recently.
Yeah, it's
like
hard to tell.
The timeout one is definitely from...
review.
I think both of them are from more recently, which is probably why they're so high.
Why they're so high.
Yeah. Well, actually, the Empire one was published in 2000, apparently. Let's... read out this timeout one. Swayze gives up dirty dancing for dirty fighting in this violent, spectacular, and immensely enjoyable study of Zen and the art of barroom bouncing. Mindless entertainment of the highest order.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what it was. That's what it was to me.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Empire says, an immensely enjoyable slice of romanticized fisticuffs. This is a Western in every aspect, except for the Stetsons and six guns. And yeah.
Very true.
That is probably why it is so enjoyable, because it is like a Western.
There was a lot of, this town ain't big enough for the two of us.
Absolutely,
like,
yes.
Gave that, it was definitely that coded.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take a break and we'll talk about the new one.
All right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, we are back. We're talking about the 2024 Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal. This one came out, I guess, because people really have a fondness for this, for Roadhouse, and they were like, let's make another Roadhouse in a different spot.
Yeah, which I have the definition here of Roadhouse.
Okay.
Because I thought, so when I watched the original Roadhouse, I thought that the place was going to be called Roadhouse. Sorry.
No.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, it was called Double Deuce.
Yes, that was the name of the club, was Double Deuce. But the name in the new movie is Roadhouse, right? It's like someone's Roadhouse. Or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the Roadhouse. So it says, a roadhouse or stopping house is a small, mixed-use premises typically built on or near a major road in a sparsely populated area or an isolated desert region that serves passing travelers, providing food, drinks, accommodation, fuel, and parking spaces to guests and their vehicles.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is.
It's a very American thing.
But in this
thing.
Case, yeah, they're bars. They're dive bars, kind of. And this... First movie is a dive bar. The second one is actually a very classy looking, like, beach, kind of like tiki bar. Like very
oh,
beach,
yeah.
Very beachy bar. Very
it's nice.
Very pretty. It's a very nice bar.
It's a pretty nice, like, Key West bar. Like, it's huge. It's got amazing architecture with that, like, cooling thatched roof, you know? It's like,
oh yeah.
It's
lots
fun.
Lots of open like windows, mm-hmm. and just like lots of breeze coming through. Like it looks like a nice time. Like I would come have a drink here. Like, it's very nice.
Yeah. Something tells me they like built this for the movie or something, because it really just kind of has that. They like smash a car through the side of it. So like.
They sure do. So they probably built it. And I did look up, like, I can't remember what the place, what the city was called, but that is not a real place in the Keys.
No. Yeah.
Whatever this place was called, something Paradise or whatever, or the
like Lime Key or something, I think.
Something. Yeah, something Key. Yeah, I don't know. But it is not real. It is not a real place.
But Jake Gyllenhaal, instead of being like a bouncer, he's actually a UFC fighter, a former UFC fighter, who in the last one, Dalton is accidentally like kills a guy because it's like the ex of his girlfriend or something, her husband, that this girl he was dating, and he didn't mean to do it. And then in this one,
yeah,
he gets but too intense like a- in the ring.
But it was like a self-defense type of thing with Patrick Swayze's character. It was like, this guy was going to kill him, like,
yeah.
if he didn't, like, protect, like, defend himself. But yes, this one we learn that Jake Gyllenhaal's James Dalton character, he like, just gets really angry in the ring.
Yeah.
And just, like, beats the shit out of someone until they die.
Yeah, I mean... You know, I don't think there's anything more off-putting to me than, like, a really angry guy. Like, I just, like, it's just something that I just can't. Like, I feel like Patrick Swayze kind of does it a little bit better. But, like, in general, like, really angry men and their violence is just, like, always kind of off-putting to me. So, in this sense, this was definitely a fun movie, but it wasn't as fun as the first one to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely book tropes that I enjoy, where, like, if, you know, someone hurts the love interest, and so the other person gets mad and kills that person for hurting them. I do enjoy a little bit of that. But yes, in this instance, didn't love to see it. I agree with you. Patrick Swayze's, like, getting angry after a... Warren, was his name Warren? No, something. Wade Garrett. That's not. Yeah, that was completely didn't even. What it was a W. I was close enough. Yeah. When Wade dies, that's kind of when he gets really angry and then kind of goes on his full murderous assault. But yeah, the scene with Jake Gyllenhaal beating the guy up in the ring was pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. And I kind of expected him to do it again while he was fighting Knox in the bar, and then he really didn't. Like, that fight was kind of disappointing to me.
Because Conor McGregor, the addition of Conor McGregor to this cast, because he's so big, like, he's such a, like, overpowering man, and I felt like Dalton was not he was not fighting smarter. Like, I feel like with that kind of dude, you need to be, like, you need to outwit him. You can't just, like, go on, like, manpower alone, because Conor McGregor's, like, much bigger than Jake Gyllenhaal. So, like, it just, like, we're dealing with heavyweight and midweight here. Like, there's a different league, so, like, you need to be thinking, you need to be, like, a better resolution in that fight, you know?
Yeah, definitely a little bit of strategy and, like, outsmarting him would have been a bit more, especially for a newer movie and having, you know, the ability to choreograph a good fight or, like, a clever fight or a mm-hmm. strategic fight. Like, these opportunities are at your disposal to be put into this movie, and I just felt like it wasn't well thought out. It was kind of like, I mean, the fight scenes were cool enough in Roadhouse, but again, they were also just kind of, sometimes they're just kind of like messy fight scenes that kind of were over pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was kind of expecting better fights in the new movie, and there just wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, I did really enjoy Dalton's, like, quips, and the things he would say was pretty funny. Like, he was, you know, joke with them while he was fighting them, and especially when he fought the like guys on the motorcycles the first time he's there, like, they mm-hmm. all are like, okay, we're gonna get you, and he goes, I just want to make sure you have insurance, where's the nearest hospital, like, we're gonna need to go to the hospital after this.
And the hospital part.
It was pretty funny. So, like,
there's
a lot of. I feel like his comedy was definitely like that definitely hit in this movie.
Yeah, I will definitely agree with that. The banter was pretty good in the new movie. I really liked that hospital joke part was really good.
Yeah, then he had to drive them all to the hospital. And one of the goons just keeps saying hello to him whenever he sees him. And in the end, he's hello. Like, don't kill me, please. I'm just going to leave now.
Yeah, he was... Oh, which guy was it? I can't remember who it was. But he was really funny, too.
Mo. His name was Mo.
Mo! Yes. Oh, my God. And Post Malone was the fighter that he's fighting in, like, that fighting ring in the beginning of the movie, right?
Yes.
When Frankie finds Dalton.
Yeah. And he's like fighting to his own song in the beginning, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And we've got Darren Barnett in this movie. He plays a goon. That was pretty funny. Oh my gosh.
And Jessica Williams plays Frankie, and I know her from Two Dope Queens and Shrinking and Booksmart.
Oh yeah.
And she's also in Fantastic Beasts. She's in the second one.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I think she was also
She was in the first one too, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Incredible Jessica James.
Yeah, I wanted really to watch that. Shrinking. Wasn't that on Netflix?
I think so.
I wanted to watch that.
Really also liked the teen that he befriends in the bookstore, Charlie. She was very cute.
Oh yeah, and did you notice that their bookstore was right next to like a closed down place called the Double Deuce?
No, I didn't. Oh, that's
they were right
cute.
Next to the Double Deuce. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It looked like it was closed, though. But yeah, so we kind of, her and her father with their bookstore is kind of like the small town business that's getting affected by, Billy Magnuson's character, Ben yeah. Brandt. He's trying to take over. So we kind of get a little bit more lore in the new movie where Ben Brandt wants the bar specifically for like docking purposes. Like he wants to be able to bring in supplies or something.
He wants to build like a resort.
Oh, that's right. The resort.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
But Billy Magnuson, I felt like they could have given him a little bit more comedic. Like, all the times he was on screen, especially when he was with Conor McGregor and the first time when he's getting that shave on the boat, I felt like it wasn't a very well-edited scene or, like, it just needed another, like, punch-up with the script because he was giving it everything he could and he's very funny and I love this actor, but, like, none of the lines he had were silly enough or... like quippy enough, you know, he just kind of was like on screen too long. Like I thought that part of the script was just a little bit like, it just wasn't as good as it could have been.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. His lines were, they just kind of fell flat and he was just mostly annoying. He wasn't, like, scary. He wasn't funny. He wasn't, like, he just was kind of meh. Like, it was really Knox who was really pulling the team over there.
Yeah, and even then, like, Conor McGregor, all he does is just speak while he's smiling. Like, he's just, like...
and walk around buck-ass naked.
Yeah, like...
After fucking your girl.
His chaotic energy was exactly what... the director told him to do, and he was like, okay, I'm just gonna be like chaotic evil.
Yeah, and it, I want to say he was good, but like,
I mean, what does that even mean? Like, I just like don't even know.
Like, I mean, the movie needed some chaos, but maybe not like that, maybe not in that. In that instance, because the movie was very tame, it felt for a lot of it.
Yeah,
like it was. It, you know, we have the cute montage of, you know, Dalton comes to the roadhouse and he, you know, he's doing his looking around. He's teaching everyone how to de-escalate things, and they start to do it themselves. Like they do a really good job, and it felt like there wasn't any risk. There wasn't anything yeah. at risk. It just was tame. It was just happening. Like we needed like some shit needed to hit the fan. And yeah. Knox was bringing that, but it like wasn't enough.
Yeah, because whenever they would have fights, like the bartenders would just watch everything happen and like, you know, so would the owner of the bar. Like, she had tons of money to blow, like Frankie did, because apparently she could give him $20,000 for a month. Like, what? That is a lot of money, for one. But, like, I don't know. Yeah, it was more of, like, one of those movies that you just kind of put on and enjoy. Like, this was a prime movie. Like, I just don't think we were not supposed to be thinking about it that deeply. it's just like,
I mean, sure. I'm just saying it didn't represent like the original charm that of Roadhouse. Like it wasn't giving me the same feelings that Roadhouse gave me. I would have loved instead of just recreating the James Dalton character, I would have loved Jake Gyllenhaal to be his own name, and then the original Patrick Swayze James Dalton is like the Warren. I keep saying Warren Garrett. What was it? Wade Garrett. There we go. That's his name. And, like, James Dalton would be the Wade Garrett. Like, he'd be the old guy that has to come in and, like, help, like, bring down the big baddie. Kind of like how Wade did it in the first movie. Like, not like a recreation, but I think...
Because then it was, like, more of a maybe buddy. I wanted. You know, because that was, like, a really big point in the first one was, like, the good friendship that they have. And, like, they have a real love for each other.
It was, like, a buddy fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, buddy's taken down the man.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. I just think there were just a lot of people in this movie. That's, like, we haven't even talked about his girlfriend. Like, the doctor in this, she was messy. Like,
she was messy.
Am I wrong? Like, straight up.
Did she leave and then come back or something? She got out. What did she do?
Yeah, so she said she left to go to medical school and then she came back. And she came back as a doctor. But then she, like, her dad was the fucking sheriff. And
oh, that's right. The dirty cop sheriff.
Yeah. Basically. And then, like, but she had an ex-boyfriend who was also a cop. But she could use his boat whenever she wanted to. So I was like, well, what kind of relationship is that if he's just going to let her use her boat all the time? What is that? And then he was like, Dalton was like, you don't want to know me. And she goes, you don't even know me. I'm like, yeah, that girl's messy. She, of course, wants to know you. Like, look at you. Have you seen how many abs you have? You have, like, a fucking washboard abs. And she's like, yeah, all right, I want that.
I want to get to know you. I want to get to know you, man.
I want to get to know every single one of your abs personally.
Yeah, it was just like the whole father sheriff thing was like supposed to be a twist, but it was not. It was just kind of like, eh. And then yeah, her ex-boyfriend with the police boat. Like, things were just too conveniently done because they tried to. Here's what I think.
Yeah, tell me what you really think, Emily.
The original Roadhouse was so simple. Like, the two places were, like, down the street from each other that things could be... You could conveniently get from place to place in a matter of minutes. This place, there were boats involved. There were, like, fucking trucks involved. There were police cars involved. Like, there was a briefcase full of money involved. Like, it just... It got too complicated. The whole point of Roadhouse, it is just a bouncer protecting his club and his woman. That is it. And they made it too complicated.
I mean, he gets, like, hit by a car and he's okay. He jumps off of a bridge and a car comes in after him, like a full ass truck.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get eaten by a crocodile at that point. No. Some other guy gets eaten by a crocodile because he smashes him outside of the boat.
Yes, he does.
The boat scene where he blew up the other boat and then Conor McGregor, like, holding on to the back of the boat as he was racing it away. He jumped from a boat to another boat. Did you see that?
Yes, and then beached the boat, like, on top of the fucking bar or something.
That's what...
Wasn't it, like, a crazy
Ben
jump?
Ben Brandt rode the boat from, like, hit the reef and flew the boat onto the deck of the Roadhouse. That's what happened.
You know, the ocean just made it, it was very beautiful, but the ocean made it too complicated, all these fucking boats. Like, it was too convenient. It was because who just has a boat ready? Like, this guy, like, Jake Dalton gets there in, like, this beat up car that he doesn't care about because, you know, he knows people are gonna fuck it up, so it's fine. But, like, That's what he came here with. He didn't come here with a boat in his back pocket. That's not... It was too convenient. It was too convenient.
Yeah. I think, again, this movie's just for a good time. I mean, that's it. I thought that the cinematography was a little bit annoying to me because the camera would not stop moving. It was like, supposed to be a still shot. It was like tracking. It was like on a dolly. And I'm like, why is this moving? You don't need to be moving. You guys, they're literally just sitting on the sandbar talking to each other. Like, you don't need to be, this doesn't need to be a dynamic shot.
Yeah. We don't need like a 360 panoramic, like zoom out. Like, we don't need a fucking drone in here.
That's what
like,
they were doing.
Action shots of them talking on the beach.
Yeah.
Again, they're doing too much. Roadhouse is simple. It's simple and charming. And so, this was over the top and too much. It was too much.
One of the quotes on here is funny. Knocks Conor McGregor. He gets him on the boat and he goes, "Looky here, our own little octagon." And Dalton says, "What? Who taught you shapes?"
That's good. That's a good one.
He had some funny lines. Like, Jake Gyllenhaal had some pretty good ones in there. I gotta say, like, they wrote him all the best lines. Like, everybody else didn't get as good of lines. Like, not even Frankie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna look at some of these trivias, I guess. Jake Gyllenhaal underwent extensive training with renowned trainer Jason Walsh to prepare for his role as an ex-UFC fighter. The preparation involved a multi-leveled regimen focusing on strength, conditioning, and nutrition, highlighting Gyllenhaal's dedication to the role. Absolutely. I mean, it is pretty amazing how old he is and how, like, ripped he is. Like, it's pretty wild. He's, you know... Like, how old is he compared to how old Patrick Swayze was?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's see when Patrick Swayze was born here. He was born in 52. So, that would have been... He would have been 37 when he made Roadhouse.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that Jake Gyllenhaal is older than that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that as well. Let's see. I was looking at these quotes.
Okay.
See if there were any others.
Okay, Jake Gyllenhaal is 43. So he's only like 5 years older than when Patrick Swayze was in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, he looks it. Like, he looks 43.
Yeah, he does. And that's no knock on him. He's very, I just thought he was older. I don't know. Maybe because he's been in movies since he was like a teen. So like, I guess when you're seeing like actors for a really long time, you just think they're older than that they are, you know. The film was shot in the Dominican Republic with only shots actually in the Florida Keys, being that of Fred the Tree. Fred is an Australian pine, which is not local to the area, and likely brought via bird droppings. It took root in the old abandoned bridge where it lacks soil and is exposed to the sun, salt, water, and winds. Locals view it as a symbol of surviving and growing in adversity. After Hurricane Irma in 2017, locals were surprised to find it alive. Locals will even decorate it for the holidays.
So there is actually... Fred the Tree is real.
Well, we saw the shots of it.
We did see that,
which is cute.
Yeah. And there is so the place was called Glass Key, and that is not there's no Glass Key in the Florida Keys,
right? Yes. There's also not much going on in this town. Like, there's only like There's the bookstore area, which is by the Greyhound bus stop. And then there's the roadhouse. And then there's so you're the docks.
So you're either reading, or you're drinking, or you're boating.
You're boating, or you're driving on the road. Because that's
you're driving
like...
away. Yeah. Away from this place at 90 miles an hour. That's what you're doing.
It was supposed to have a theatrical release, but then Amazon said no.
And I think that was a good choice.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know this movie was even happening. I don't even know how I found out about the new Roadhouse movie. Because when I wanted to watch the original Roadhouse, I think it was before I knew about the new Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen no marketing for this movie at all.
I think I've seen ads, like, not ones on social media, but, like, ones in real life. Like a poster for it.
Like bus stop posters and stuff?
Yeah. I think I have seen. Because I went to L.A. not too long ago. And, you know, there's just posters all over L.A. for new movies and stuff.
This would have been interesting. Ronda Rousey was originally set to star in a gender-swapped remake.
Oh. Ronda Rousey, huh?
Yeah.
What happened to that? That would have been fun.
I don't know. That would have been real fun.
I would have liked that.
And I would have seen that, I think. Maybe. If I'd seen the original Roadhouse.
Yeah. I don't remember this, but apparently Patrick Swayze was in a supporting role in Donnie Darko.
Who?
In Donnie Darko, the movie Gyllenhaal was like, that was his big movie. Like, Patrick Swayze is in that movie?
Oh, is he really?
It's what it says. Yes, he is. It has been some time since I've seen that movie, so.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, what? Oh my god, dude. It's a good movie. We gotta watch it for the podcast. It is like, it's good.
All right. We'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that. I have not seen very many Jake Gyllenhaal movies, I will be honest.
Hmm. Really?
Let me see. I don't think so. Let me see. He was in the Spider-Man movie, so I did watch that. Oh, and I wanted to see Brokeback Mountain.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie. Yeah.
Okay, so we will do a Donnie Darko Brokeback Mountain double movie episode at some point.
Okay.
That's going to happen. Because I really want to see Brokeback Mountain.
I don't know what Donnie Darko has anything to do with Brokeback Mountain, but yeah, sure, let's do it.
It just because they're both Jake Gyllenhaal movies, so we should do that. I have seen Prisoners. That was a pretty interesting movie. He was in Strange World, so I've seen that.
I've seen a lot of his movies. I'm not gonna go through all of them, but
Spider-Man Far From Home, I've seen that. I saw the one with him in, what's her name? Anne Hathaway? Love and Other Drugs? I remember liking that one. Oh, Prince of Persia?
Oh, wow. Okay. Dude, you have seen him. I mean, I have seen a lot of his movies, but I've not seen all of them. Obviously, he's been in a lot of movies.
Maybe I've seen a few, more than I thought. I think I've seen Bubble Boy, too.
Wow, I've not seen Bubble Boy.
I think I've seen that movie. October Sky. Have I seen October Sky? Why does this seem familiar? No, I don't think so. Okay. Well, okay, then maybe I've seen a handful. I lied.
This Bubble Boy is hilarious. Oh my god. I think, oh my god, I've never seen this. Oh, he's so cute. Yeah. Oh my god.
Pretty sure I've seen Bubble Boy, yeah.
Let's see. That looks fun. That looks fun. All right, let's
Any
do...
Any other good trivia?
No, there's not as much. It's not as much of a fun as much as the first one.
Oh, yeah, standard. No, not as good. Not as good. I'll do the plot keywords then. Here we go. I like the tagline, take it outside.
Yeah.
Good. It's a good tagline. Let's see. So we've got remake, male nudity, male rear nudity, martial arts, bar. All right.
I guess that kind of is what it is, but...
Yeah, sure. It is what it is.
So this movie got a 57 Metascore with 20 positive, 19 mixed, and 7 negative reviews. The highest is a 90. The lowest is a 25.
How dare it get higher than the original? let's see. How dare it? Okay, let's see. There are a lot more reviews on this one. Mm-hmm. Than on the other one.
That's probably how it did, because, you know, have more and it just gets more middle.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, let me go down to the bottom. The lowest we have is a 25 from Observer. So we've got Jake Gyllenhaal is the sole component that separates Roadhouse from the sort of movie that stars stunt legend Scott Adkins and premieres on VOD, video on demand.
What?
I think that was supposed to be like
a dig at Scott Adkins. Like
is this a compliment to Jake Gyllenhaal? I think so. I think he's complimenting Jake Gyllenhaal and he's bashing Scott or whoever this is. I don't know. It doesn't say who wrote this. Scott Adkins.
This 37 from Washington Post, I think, sums it up pretty well. It says, if Roadhouse were more fun, if it didn't trot out its fight sequences with such workmanlike regularity, it might have attained the kitschy greatness of its predecessor. But it doesn't aspire to much more than the mining the intellectual property catalog for a quick and dirty cash grab.
Boom, bam.
this 50 from ABC News, you're going to love this. Star Jake Gyllenhaal and director Doug Liman huff and puff to reimagine this body B-movie punch of the 1989 original with Patrick Swayze. But despite putting on a fresh coat of paint on this rickety old jalopy, there's still nothing under the hood.
Oh my gosh. Wow. They really went all in on that. Yeah. Wow.
Rickety old jalopy.
Rickety old jalopy. You know what this movie needed? It needed a throat ripping. That's what it needed.
Okay, Emily. I don't know about that. I think maybe we were good without another one of those, but that's just me.
I wanted another one.
It was so shocking the first time. You're like, I could do with two of them this time.
I'm mentally ready now. Give me another one.
Oh,
let's see. Any other in the middle that you like, or should I go up here to the top?
No, go up to the top.
To the top.
To the top. Right,
we've got the highest we have is a 90, and there is one of them. So I'm gonna go ahead and read it. From Up Rocks. Look. I was skeptical of a new Roadhouse movie. This new version certainly isn't trying to replace the first, but it's a worthy addition to the Roadhouse family and captures the spirit of what a movie like this should be.
Roadhouse family? What the fuck?
Yeah, Alessandra, Roadhouse, Roadhouse 2, Electric Boogaloo, and Roadhouse 2024.
Oh my god. No, I like that it wasn't trying to be like the original. I did like that it had a totally fresh look. For one, it had an exceedingly more diverse cast. So that's definitely, obviously, a really big plus of it. The first movie had a blind guy and one black dude in one scene, and that was it. So this one was way better than in that sense, but I think it just doesn't have the same spirit.
Yes, I agree. I agree with everything you just said.
Okay, well, I don't know.
And a lot less tits, which I was happy about.
Yeah, that's true. It was actually surprising how there were no tits in this movie. Like, I thought maybe maybe it would just kind of go in a little bit of a grittier, like maybe it would have just a tiny bit more of like, what was that movie we watched, the Zola or whatever, or Lola, what was that one where she like goes on that crazy Florida adventure?
Zola,
yeah, like that one was so funny and like so random, and definitely captured Florida better, I think, than this movie did.
Yeah, this movie wasn't Florida enough. Definitely could have used a bit more Florida.
Yeah.
Dear goodness. All right. And not saying that there couldn't have been some tasteful boob. Like, I'm just
saying.
That's
what I'm trying to say. Like,
that's what you're trying to say. You said that whole thing. You said the whole thing just to say we just needed some tasteful boob.
Yes. I'm not going to be angry about some boob. Jeez.
Yeah. There could be boobs. Like, I'm not saying no to boobs. I'm just saying tasteful. Tasteful boobs. Okay. I'm done.
I'm done. I can't talk about this anymore.
Thank you for indulging me, Alessandra, watching both these movies. It seems like you had as much fun as I did watching them, so
I did.
I'm happy. I'm happy. But yeah, that is Roadhouse, the 1989 version, and Roadhouse 2024. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.